It's a Tuesday morning. You know what that means. We head to the Dial-A-Doc program here today. And joining us here today from FHN Family Counseling, Melanie Moore is with us here today. Hey, Melanie, good morning. Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
Great. Thanks for joining me here today. First, Melanie, why don't you tell us your role at FHN Family Counseling?
I am a therapist at the Counseling Center.
And, of course, it's appropriate with Labor Day coming up, Labor Day, which actually began back in 1894, a yearly national tribute to contributions workers have made to the strength and, of course, prosperity and well-being of our country. We are a nation of hard workers, but work and rest, work and the rest of our lives sometimes gets out of balance. So tell us what, from your perspective, from the counseling side of things, Melanie, why is life balance important?
Having some sort of work-life balance helps you manage stress and helps prevent burnout in your life and in the workplace. Chronic stress is a really common health issue in the workplace, and that can cause problems for physical and mental health. Work is important, especially in the healthcare field, but we are more than our work, and it's important to take care of ourselves.
What about, is there any particular ratio that, you know, work versus non-work that that works for everybody?
Not really. It just depends on what each individual person can handle. If you enjoy being at work, it probably won't be as taxing as it would be if somebody dreads going to work every day. People react differently and handle things in different ways, too.
What about, we're talking to Melanie Moore here today from FHN Family Counseling. Melanie, what are, of course, we're talking about the, you know, the work and non-work balance here, but there are some other ways. What other ways are there that people might get thinking they're getting unbalanced in their life?
Well, burnout is a real thing. I felt it myself, too. Becoming overwhelmed with responsibilities and stress at work creates real problems for people. You might notice a sense of exhaustion, negativity about work, maybe not putting as much effort into work, and just feeling depleted.
What about, are there some other areas that that we often put on the back burner first, procrastinate about?
Oh, yeah. Diet, exercise, health in general. It's easy to neglect that and even use food to cope with stress. Work takes priority for people, so fun, relationships, family, other life stuff usually takes a back seat.
And why does that, what is about human nature? Why is that? Why does that happen?
I don't know. We have this need to be productive and not have any free time. I think it's just this need to feel like we're doing something meaningful.
We're talking to Melanie Moore, FHN Family Counseling, on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today. Here's something. What about men or women? Are either one, men or women, better at life balance?
Nope, we're both pretty bad at it. Self-care and work-life balance is a struggle for anybody and everybody. It's less about gender and more about time management and priorities.
What, Melanie, what kind of ways would you recommend people to try to help them, advice out there, to get balance back if they're either losing it or they've already lost it and they're buried? What kind of advice do you have this morning?
Gosh, start small, do acts of self-care, which are things that help you relax and make you happy. For me, I like to watch movies alone in my apartment or getting my nails done. People feel guilty often for doing things that are selfish, but we need that time to recharge. Do what you gotta do. Create a list of things that you need to complete. Split things into smaller groups to make them more achievable. There's lots you can do.
What about having other people help you do this? Is there any advice on that, potentially?
I mean, definitely. I enlist my coworkers all the time to get me out of bad moods and encourage me to be more positive. Shout out to Sandy, my coworker. Positive peer pressure is a real thing, and to motivate you to shift your perspective on cynical moods in the office.
All right, so well, we're talking life balance here, work and life balance here. Day coming up this upcoming weekend. Melanie Moore from FHN Family Counseling has been with us today. Melanie, if people would like more information about what we've talked about today, or if they'd like to reach out to you in the counseling department, give us information. How can they do that?
Yeah, the specific number for the counseling center is 815-599-7300, but you can also go to fabend.org too.
All right, Melanie, great to talk to you. Nice to meet you. Let's talk again soon, all right?
You too, sir. Thank you.
All right, very good. Melanie Moore here today from FHN Family Counseling. That's the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today. The preceding this morning brought to you today by FHN.